Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. This is the first episode on my podcast journey. I know this has been a long time coming. Some of you may recall last year, February thereabout, I posted on my social media platforms indicating that there would be an upcoming podcast called Reflections. Well, life happened. Things got in the way. And that is how it is with life. Sometimes we make plans and we have to postpone or defer them until the right time. Nothing happens before the time, they say. So here I am today, getting it done. I hope as I share with you from week to week, you'll be inspired or motivated or find something from my content that will help you in becoming a better version of yourself. Today, I would like to share with you on the topic, lessons learned from the orchid. I am a plant lover. I believe I got this trait from my mother. While growing up as a child, I recall having a lot of yard space. At the very front were different kinds of plants, and to the sides and back of the yard were different types of fruit trees. We had different kinds of mango trees like the hairy and the Julie mango trees. In the back of the yard were huge trees like coconut, plum, apple. We had lime, orange trees, pear tree, some people know it as the avocado, aki tree, pepper, you name it. All these plants and trees were planted by my mother. She definitely has a green thumb. As I grew and became an adult, wherever I lived, as long as I am in control of my environment, there would be a plant or two. I tend to gravitate towards the spatifilum or anything in the palm family. It was not until I moved to Germany I took an interest in the orchid. So when I got settled in my first apartment in last year, April, around May or June, I went to the plant shop and decided to get me some orchids. I bought about five of them. Two tall ones, they were white, and three short ones. One at the color violet, two lilac, and one lime green. I placed three of them in the foyer area, so immediately when you enter the apartment, they are there in front of you. And then one was placed on top of a bookshelf, and across from the bookshelf, there were the two lilac on a stand. And so I did a little research after purchasing these plants to have an idea of what is expected of me in maintaining them. And I understood that they need little water once a week and indirect sunlight. So even though they were not placed directly into the window, some amount of light was coming into the apartment to catch all of them. So after month one, I noticed that the leaf on one of them started turning yellow. And that could mean either of two things. Either I am underwatering or overwatering. In my case, I was overwatering them, so I made an adjustment to that. When I got to month two, the buds started shedding on basically all of them. And so I took up one of them and went back to the plant store and explained to the lady, and she indicated to me that the behavior of the orchid, I just need to continue watering, give them fertilizer every 3 weeks and just give it time. So I went back to the apartment, and as they all became naked, even though they had the green leaves, I took them up and placed them directly into the window. So from the outside you could see them, but they were in front of the curtain, so in the apartment I could not see any of them. I continued watering and fertilizing. By the time I got to the middle of October, I took up two of them in my hands and was getting ready to toss them until my eyes caught the green leaves, and I got an immediate impression that you cannot toss these plants. They're still alive by the indication of the green leaves, not because they're not bearing in the time you think they should be bearing, gives you the right to toss them. And so I placed them back where they were. By the first week of November, I noticed all of them had buds on them. One had one and the rest had different number of buds. And I became immediately excited and I said to myself, man, I almost tossed these plants. And now they're showing promise of flourishing again and looking beautiful as they were before. And I contemplated what I almost did, and three reminders came to me. And that is what I want to share with you today. Number one, time is the master. There's a time and place for everything, they say. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Understanding this principle means we wait and exercise patience regarding our dreams, our expectation about certain things, or expectations we have of certain people in our lives. Since the universe operates on the principle of seasons, your season for relationship will come. Your newborn baby will come. Your time for higher education will come. Your opportunity to travel to other countries will come. Your promotion that you have been working so hard for will come. And that new business that you want to start as an upcoming entrepreneur will happen. These things will happen provided that you are destined to experience these things. And so what is for you is going to be for you in the right time. We may think that time is running out, but God has the plan with the timetable. When I stopped looking for the buds so much, in the right time for each of them, the buds came. There's a saying in Jamaica that goes, "Watched pot never boils." I have spoken to women in time past, different women in different situations, where they'll indicate, "Man, they want to have a baby so bad, but the baby wouldn't come." And from the moment they shifted their focus from that to other things that were also important, the baby came. How are you dealing with those things that you want so bad? Point number two, pay attention to what is working for you. In other words, give credit where credit is due. Count the positives. Because I didn't see what I was looking for, I was about to toss the plants until my eyes caught the green leaves. The green leaves represented hope and the positive that I needed to focus on. Too often we stress the negatives and we are just about getting ready to toss through the door what could still be a good relationship, still be a good job, still be a good friendship. We are just about getting ready to forget that this job took us through school, is paying the bills and putting food on the table, and in the future it may produce such promotion. Sometimes it pays to just hold on a little longer. We're just about getting ready to boot that relationship, forgetting that partner has good characteristics. You both have history. You have been places together. You have had great meals together. You have had good laughter together. You may be going through a dark moment right now, but it doesn't mean that person is altogether bad. You just have to keep praying. Believe it or not, prayer works. You just have to stay on your knees, keep pressing on, because a change will come. Stress the positive in the person, reassure them, speak positivity, and be grateful for the good things that are working in your life, because an attitude of gratitude really produces more blessings, and it sometimes, most times actually, change the aura or change whatever is happening in our sphere. You may have a good friendship. You and that person have history. That person has been there for you when you were at your lowest. You made that phone call and they showed up. You can laugh about stuff. You share secrets. And that person, you call it betrayal. That person let you down once and you're ready to label that person as your enemy. You cut them off. It doesn't mean that that person is bad. Well, it depends on what was done. But if you can list the pros and the cons, and if you look at that one con and you think that one con outweighs all the pros, then the decision is yours. But if you really think about it on a deeper level and you think that person deserves forgiveness or a second chance at the friendship, I would say give it another shot. My third and final point is keep watering and nurturing what you have. Even though no signs of change was evident within the time frame I was expecting, I kept watering and fertilizing. Keep working on yourself. Work on your personal development in ways you can control. If you're not able to attend college or university right now, you may be educated right now, but you need to spend some time in developing your EQ, your emotional quotient, to control yourself in the relationship at home, to control yourself on the job. I am guilty where that is concerned. I'm working on my EQ. Some persons have EQ, but they need to develop themselves professionally or academically. So keep learning. Let YouTube be your university if you're not able to go back to school right now. Keep watering, keep nurturing. your relationship. Speak positivity to your partner. Buy the flowers if that's your thing. Cook the favorite meal if you stop cooking. Both of you can sit down and still watch a movie together. One of you may not like the genre, but compromising still has its perks. Giving and taking, making sacrifices for each other, will pay off in the long run. Pray together. That works. I do that. And before long, you continue to do these things and more. Soon the buzz will come. Restoration will come. New opportunities will come. New beginnings will come. What you hoped for will come, and all that ugly will be forgotten. I hope you were blessed, inspired from today's reflection. Please join me next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.